I enjoy coming to Cupertino and especially to hear the choir sing.
我很高兴来到Cupertino, 特别听到诗班的敬拜。
Now, I am not an elder of this church.
我不是这个教会的长老。
I'm not the pastor of this church.
我不是一个牧师。
And so I can say some things that they cannot say.
所以我可以说一些他们不能说的话。
You know, when I feel that the choir has sung a beautiful song to the praise of God, and they have worked hard to do it, they deserve that we recognize that.
当我听到诗班如此美妙的来歌颂、来敬拜神的时候，我们觉得他们配得一些掌声。
And so I think let's give them a hand. No, they are blessing our hearts.
因为他们祝福了我们的心。
And preparing us as we worship and listen to God's word together.
来预备我们来敬拜神，来听神的话语。
This has been a very exciting week.
这个过去这一周对我来讲非常的令人兴奋。
I think all of you have followed that great story that took place in Thailand with the 12 teenage boys.
你们很多人可能都已经关注了在泰国那一些年轻人那些少年足球运动员。
And our hearts went out to them because we could sense that just as we are parents, we would feel the same way as those parents felt about their children.
我们就感同身受，特别是有孩子的家长们就能够感受到他们在那个样的个处境。
And we prayed.
我们为他们祷告。
One day I heard a choir sing outside of the caves.
有一天我就在新闻中听到在这个洞啊，他们所现那个洞外边有一个诗班在歌唱。
And the thought came to us, maybe there among them, maybe there is one or two Christians.
所以我就想到说，也许在他们当中就有一两位是基督徒的。
And then we started to pray, Lord, raise up from among those boys one man who's going to be an evangelist in Thailand.
所以我们当时就祷告说，主啊，他们中间就会出现这样一位在泰国传道的人。
What a wonderful story he could tell about God's saving grace.
因为他可以讲述一个很美妙的神的拯救的故事。
And we all rejoiced together that they all came out safely.
所以我们当他们全部安全的出来的时候，我们一起同他们欢乐。
But let's not forget about Thailand now. Let's keep praying for Thailand.
但是我们不要就忘记从此就忘记泰国了，而是要继续为他们祷告。
So many times our vision is so much centered about ourselves and our small area.
因为很多时候我们的视角就是集中在我们自己的身边。
But God wants us to keep an eye on the whole world.
但是神要我们要一直关注整个世界。
Then we've been praying for the.People in Japan who have gone through some great disaster through the floods.
我们也为在日本的民众为他们来祷告，因为他们刚刚经历了水灾。
Over 200 killed.
两百多人丧命。
Thousands of them without homes.
成千上万的人无家可归。
Let's pray that God will use this event to bring hearts to a realization of their own need of Jesus.
所以我们就希望神用这样的一个事件让很多人从心里意识到他们需要耶稣。
Then the last couple of days there have been great bombings in Israel.
那么过去两天又在以色列那里有很多的轰炸。
The news didn't really say much about it.
当然我们的新闻好像没有太多的报道。
Two years ago we were in a place, or was it last year, we were in a place right at the border of Gaza.
实际上我们去年大概就在去了一个去以色列就在那个边界线上
And that place was bombed severely.
而那个地方过去两天就被猛烈的轰炸。
It seems like there's never going to be an end to that trouble.
好像那里的这些动乱永远没有一个止境。
But God is preparing Israel for a time when they will recognize their need of a Messiah.
但是神在预备以色列让他们意识到有一天他们就知道他们需要那位真正的弥赛亚。
And we trust that in the time of great need they will call to God.
我们就相信他们在真正需要的时候会向神呼求。
And then there's the church in China.
那还有这样就是一个中国的教会。
I get emails constantly now about some of the restrictions that are being placed on the church there.
因为我收到很多的邮件，不断地讲述他们在那里所遇到的各种的限制。
At one time, it seemed to be a little quiet there.
有一段时间好像安静一点了。
But the things are beginning to flare up again.
但是过一段时间，他又那里的新闻又出来了。
And we need to pray for the church in China to stand firm and solid.
所以我们要为中国的教会来祷告，让他们能够站立得住。
We must never forget that.
我们千万千万不要忘记这些。
But eight years ago, I was in the city of Wenzhou.
但是八年前我在温州市。
How many of you have been to Wenzhou?
有多少人去过温州？
Huh?
I was married there.
only a few?
只有几个吗？
哎呀，不得了啊！You know, Wenzhou is a very, very important city.
你们知道温州是一个很重要的城市。
They've called it the Jerusalem of China.
它是被称作中国的耶路撒冷。
Because there are so many churches there.
因为那边有很多很多的教会。
Probably well over 1,000 churches.
恐怕超过远远超过一千。
Next time you go to China, go to Wenzhou.
下次你去中国要记得去温州。
This man was married there.
我是在那儿结婚的。
As I was driving through the city,
当我通过那个城市的时候
I was impressed with many of the red crosses on top of the steeples of the churches.
当时那些在很多教堂顶上的这些红色的十字架给我留下了深刻的印象。
Unfortunately, this is no longer true today.
可惜今天你看不见了。
Because of government regulations, a lot of these crosses had to come down.
因着政府的干涉，很多的这些十字架不得不被拆下来。
Many of the churches were even torn down in that place.
很多教堂这些建筑也被拆垮。
But that did not quench the faith of the people in Wenzhou.
但是这并没有扑灭温州人的热情。
There are about 8 million inhabitants in the city.
在800,000居民当中。
Now, for China, that's not really big.
那对于中国来讲，800,000的城市不是很大。
But for America, that's huge.
但是对于美国来讲，那是一个很巨大的城市。
And yet, out of those 8 million, there are about 1 million Christians in that city.
而这800,000人当中，差不多有100,000是基督徒。
And many of them are very, very energetic businessmen.
而很多是很有精力很旺盛的生意人。
And they have done a lot for the city's economy.
他们为这个城市的经济发展
because they're good businessmen.
做出很多贡献，因为他们是很好的生意人。
And they've traveled all over China.
然后他们又去全国各地去旅行。
And they have built Wenzhou churches all over.
而结果呢，就在各地都建立了温州教会。
And then they've gone overseas.
然后他们又去到海外。
And even in Europe, they have planted Wenzhou churches.
所以在欧洲，他们也有一些温州人的教会。
Now you of course realize that the Wenzhou dialect is totally different from Putonghua.
对，你们也知道温州话跟普通话是完全不一样的。
You listen to it and you say they are foreigners.
你听讲温州话的时候，觉得他们是外国人。
But we are the foreigners if we come into Wenzhou.
那当然，当 Hans 他们来到温州的时候，他们是外国人。
But their language is so difficult to understand.
但他们的这个方言，他们的话语是这么难的去懂。
And so I don't know in their churches in France or in Europe, they also have their Wenzhou dialect.
所以我不知道在欧洲，在法国，他们是不是也是用温州的方言
？But whatever it is a very, very active Christian community.
但无论如何，我们看到它是一个非常活跃的信仰群体。
And that's why they've called it the Jerusalem of China.
所以他们被称作是中国的耶路撒冷。
How did this all get started?
但这些是怎么开始的呢
？This year we are celebrating the 150th anniversary of the gospel coming into Wenzhou.
那今年呢，我们是纪念福音到温州150周年，我们有这样一个纪念。
And it started with a one-legged missionary from Scotland coming to China.
而这一切都是从一个苏格兰来的一条腿的宣教士，是从他开始的。
He had heard God's call of the gospel to be preached in China, and so he had gone.
当时他听到神的呼召，要他去中国宣教，他就去了。
His name was George Stott.
他是叫做曹雅芝。
He had been brought up in an agricultural setting in a farm family.
他实际上是在一个农场里长大的。
He grew up milking cows every morning.
每天喂牛挤奶。
Going to the fields.
走到田野里去。
Planting and harvesting.
去种植，去收获。
All the things that a hard-working farmer does.
都是这些一个努力的农民要做的事情。
One day, he was 19 years old.
有一天，那时候他19岁。
He was on his way home.
他回家的路上。
And as he walked home, he stumbled and fell and hit his leg against a rock.
结果他不小心就摔倒了，腿砸在地上。
A minor accident, we would say today.
表面看来好像是一个很小的一个事故。
But you have to remember, in those days, we didn't have the medical help that we have today.
但是那个年代的医疗远没有今天发达。
Finally, he had to go to the hospital.
所以他只好去医院。
And after a considerable time, the doctor said, "There's nothing we can do. We have to cut the leg off."
结果搞了半天，医生说我们没有办法，只好要把你一条腿锯掉。
Now remember, a 19-year-old.
记得十九岁的小伙子。
With his life in front of him.
他的未来还是很长远的。
Not a Christian.
他不是一个基督徒。
And all of a sudden, being there with one leg missing.
所以突然之间失去了一条腿。
Spirit of depression and hopelessness must have come into his life.
所以当时他一定是非常的失望，甚至绝望。
But in his need, he cried out to God.
但是就在他那样有极大需求的时候，他呼求神。
And even though up to that time he had rejected the message of the cross, now he embraced it.
所以虽然到那个时候他一直拒绝着十字架的信息，但在那一刻他拥抱了这福音。
And God's love became so powerful to him that he said, I must share this love with others.
所以神的爱如此的充满他，他说我必须要把这爱去分享。
And at that time he had heard about the needs of millions of people in China who had never heard the gospel.
所以那时候他听说了在中国成千上亿的人还没有听到过福音。
A friend had told him about that.
他的一个朋友是这样子告诉他的。
And a friend had said to him, I'm going to China as a missionary.
而他的朋友也说，我要去中国做一个宣教士。
And that somehow resonated in his own heart, and he said, oh, that's what I want to do too.
所以这个在他内心深处产生了极大的回响，他说我也要这样做。
But no missionary organization would accept a one-legged person.
但当时没有一个宣教机构是愿意接受一个只有一条腿的人。
Tim, things were difficult in China alone.
在中国就本来那个当时环境就是很困难的。
And so they wanted to send people who were healthy and strong.
所以他们这些宣教机构一般都会差派那些非常健康、非常强壮的人。
China was not a safe place at that time.
因为中国在那时也是不安全的地方。
But that vision that was in his heart would not be put to rest.
但是他心中的那个给他的这个意向远见，他就不能够放下。
And when people would ask him, "Well, why do you want to go to China?"
所以当人们问他说，你为什么要去中国啊？
He said, "I don't see people with two legs going, so I'll go with one leg."
他说，因为我看见两条腿的人不去，所以我哪怕只有一条腿。我也要去。
In 1865,
所以在1865年的时候
，He heard that Hudson Taylor was coming to Scotland.
他听到说有一个叫戴德森的人来到苏格兰。
And of course, he wanted to hear him.
他当然想听他的信息。
And when he heard him preach again, that call in his heart just only grew.
当他听见这信息的时候，他心中的那个呼召又再一次的增长。
And after a meeting, he said to Hudson Taylor, "I need to talk to you."
结果会后他就对戴德森说，我要找你说话。
And they talked together.
然后他们就有了一个交谈。
And Hudson Taylor did not look at the outside of the man.
而戴德森没有看，只看他的表面。
He looked at his heart.
他看到他的内心。
And he saw here was a heart that was beating for China.
他看见一颗为中国跳动的心。
Hudson Taylor said to him, reaching out his hand, he says, "We'll take you."
戴德森就对他说，来，加入我们。
So he went to China.
所以他去了中国。
With the 内地会。
跟着内地会。
Now, when he got to China, he had to, of course, go through some language study.
当然去了中国，他首先要去学习语言。
And then in 1868, exactly 150 years ago, he decided to start his missionary work in Wenzhou.
那么在1868年，就差不多整整150年前，他决定去到温州。
Now, Wenzhou at that time had gone through a very difficult situation.
当那时的温州是刚刚经过了一个非常困难的时期。
All of you have heard of the Taiping Rebellion, have you?
你们都听说过太平天国。
Have you heard? Because I've asked the question of young people, Chinese young people, they don't know anything about that.
因为当我问这些年轻中国的年轻人的时候，他们很多人都不知道。
I think it's a terrible thing if an American has to tell a Chinese about his history.
我觉得如果要一个美国人来跟中国人讲他们的历史，这件事有点糟糕。
But Wenzhou was going through that difficult period of time.
但是温州是刚刚经过了那段困难时期。
And all foreigners were suspect.
因为所有的外国人都成了怀疑对象。
In fact, they were still telling stories about how foreigners would kidnap little children and then kill them and eat them.
因为他们听到很多这样的流言，说这些外国人这个杀这些婴孩，而且吃他们，吃他们的肉。
You know, when my father went to China in 1923.
那当我的父亲
1923.
当我的父亲1923年去到中国的时候
，They still told them that same story.
他们这样的流言还在流传着。
But I can tell you it was not true.
对，我可以告诉你这个不是真的。
But all foreigners were not really accepted by the people in Wenzhou.
所以这些外国人在温州那个地方是不被接受的。
But this is where George Stott started his ministry.
但这就是蔡雅芝开始他的事工的时候。
After a few years, a few people accepted Christ.
几年之后有少数几个人接受了耶稣。
They were baptized.
他们被受洗。
And the first church was started in Wenzhou.
那么温州的第一个教会就这样开始了。
And among those early Christians, there was another young man.
那么在这些早期的基督徒中有一个年轻人。
He was also physically handicapped.
他也是一个残废人。
He had had a stroke and he was paralyzed on one side of his body.
他中风了，所以他的一半身体是瘫痪的。
But when he saw George Stott,
但是他看到曹雅芝
a man with only one leg,
只有一条腿的宣教士
he says, if he can serve God, I can also serve him.
他说如果他能侍奉神，我也可以侍奉神。
And along with George Stott, this man became a mighty evangelist in Wenzhou.
所以跟随着曹雅芝，他成为温州一个非常有力的、非常有力量的一个传道人。
And the gospel spread not only throughout the city, but also through the outlying areas of Wenzhou.
所以这个福音不仅在温州，也在四围的地区传开了。
And what a wonderful tradition became reality.
所以当这里就成为一个
tradition.
就这样一个传统就这样子开始了。
And from there on, the gospel started to spread through Wenzhou into many, many other areas of the world.
所以从那个地方开始，从那个时候开始，福音就从温州开始向很多地方传开了。
Here is a principle in Scripture.
所以这里我们看到，也可以从圣经里看到一个原则。
What is it?
那是什么样一个原则呢？
God does not choose the strong or the wise or the rich.
神不一定拣选那强壮的、富有的。
God chooses the weak.
他选择那软弱的。
The unlearned.
那没有受过教育的。
The poor.
那贫穷的。
Why?
为什么呢？
So that the glory will never come to a man, but that the glory will also come to God.
为的就是让这荣耀不是归于一个人，而是最终要归于神。
And a man who is strong, a man who thinks he's got it all put together, he thinks he can serve God in his own strength.
当一个人很强壮，他认为他有所有东西的时候，当他这样来服侍神的时候。
But the ones that are needy,
但是那些真正有需要的人。
Those that are really saying, I have no strength in myself.
那些人才会说，我是没有力量的。
They are the ones that trust in him.
那些人才知道真正去信靠神。
And so God uses them as His special instrument of grace to be sent to others.
所以神会使用这样的人成为他恩典的器皿，去差传到人群当中去。
Someone has once made this statement.
啊，有一个人曾经这样说。
God can never use a man until He has broken him.
神不会用一个人，直到他从内心深处被破碎了。
And many times God will lead us through experiences in our lives that will break us.
神经常会在我们生命中让我们经历一些事情，以至于我们被破碎。
That with all of our education, all of our training, all of our background, we come to the end and say, there's nothing we can do.
就是哪怕就是经过我们所有的教育，所以我们所有的装备，我们所有的能力，直到有一天我们说我们不能做了。
We know in our minds that is true.
当我们心里知道是的，靠我们自己不行的时候。
But until we have experienced it, we never really understand it.
但除非我们真正经历了这些，我们心里不会明白这一点的。
So if there's some among you this morning,
所以你们当中今天早上在你们当中有些人
and you're going through a tough experience in your life,
也许你正经历了生命中一段困难的时间
where you say, I have absolutely no answers,
你说我实在不知道该怎么办
I don't know what to do,
我不晓得下面该做什么
only God can help me,
只有神能帮助我
that's when God will use you.
那就是神要用你的时候。
What a wonderful message this is for us today.
那这是多么美妙的一个信息。
I want you to go back with me into the Old Testament this morning.
啊，今天我想带到大家回到旧约。
It's in the book of Judges.
我们翻开士师记。
The third chapter.
士师记的第三章。
But before we read that verse, I want you to think a little bit back about what.Judges is all about.
但是在你读这段之前，你们先想一想，说士师记到底是怎么样一个情形。
Remember how Moses led the people of Israel out of Egypt.
记得摩西曾经带领以色列人出了埃及。
And he brought them out of Egypt until right to the borders of the promised land.
他一直带着他们，一直到了这个应许之地的边缘。
But God said to Moses, "You are not the one to lead the people into the land."
但是神对摩西说，不是由你来领以色列人进迦南地。
Moses at one time had not trusted in God to provide for an answer that he needed.
因为摩西曾经有一次啊，没有完全信靠神来供应啊这个以色列的民众。
Moses was a faithful servant of God.
他是一个忠心的仆人
But God's standards are very high.
但是神的要求是非常非常高的
And Moses had violated one of those.
而摩西曾有一次就违背了神
So God said, I'm going to show you the land. I'll take you up to a mountain where you can look at the land.
所以神说我可以把你带到高地你可以看见这片应许之地
But you will not lead the people in it.
但你不会带着民众进去
The one that leads the people in it is going to be Joshua.
而带民众进去的将是约书亚。
So Joshua led the people into the land.
所以约书亚带着以色列民进了迦南地。
And they had to fight a lot of enemies.
当时他们要打很多仗。
And God enabled them to do that.
而神又帮助他们胜了，得胜。
Now, God had said very strictly, "You need to wipe out all those people."
当时神也当时讲得很清楚，你需要把当地的民给除灭。
But unfortunately, they only obeyed that partially.
但是再一次不幸的，他们只部分的遵守了神的命令。
And so, what happened after Joshua died?
所以当约书亚去世之后
，they always had these enemies that were at the borders that always came back into the land again.
所以他们这些当时剩下的这些敌人，他们还不断过来骚扰。
And then the people started to adopt some of the idolatrous customs of those enemies.
而以色列民呢，就开始这个像这些外邦人一样的去拜这些偶像。
And as they worshipped idols and other evil things,
当他们拜这些偶像的时候
，God's judgment came.
神的审判就降临了。
And it came in the form of their enemies coming back and and taking possession of the land again.
而这个审判的形式就是这些当时以色列人的敌人们又过来把他们的土地抢回去。
And then when Israel recognized its sin,
当以色列意识到自己的罪的时候，
and they repented before God,
他们在神面前认罪悔改。
And they said, "We have sinned against you, but God save us. We are your people."
他说："神啊，我们犯罪了，求你拯救我们。"
Then God sent them a savior.
那时候神就会差派一个拯救者。
It was a judge.
当时叫做士师。
And so in the book of Judges, we have a list of 13 different judges.
所以在士师记这本书里面，我们看见有列了13个士师。
Because what happened was the people repented and God answered their prayer by sending them someone to help them.
所以就看到说，每次以色列人认罪悔改的时候，神就会差派一个士师去拯救他们。
He saved them.
他拯救他们。
And then the country had rest.
那当时天下就会平安。
And then after a little while, the people again turned away from God.
但是过了一段时间之后，这些人又开始叛逆神了。
And the same cycle repeated itself.
所以这个循环就在不断的进行着。
So the book of Judges is a history of Israel's turning away from God and then turning back to God.
所以整个士师记，我们就看见以色列人不断的叛逆神，又回到神。
Now, if you look at Judges, the third chapter.
这时候我们来看到士师记的第三章。
I want you to look at the last verse in that chapter.
我请大家看这个士师记第三章的最后一节。
Verse 31.
第三十一节。
After Ehud came Shamgar, son of Anath, who struck down 600 Philistines with an ox goad, he too saved Israel.
以户之后有亚拿的儿子山加。他用赶牛的棍子打死600非利士人，他也救了以色列人。
You say, what kind of a strange verse is that?
你会说这是好奇怪的一句经文呐。
There's Ehud.
这你讲到以户。
Shamgar.
讲到山加。
Anath.
讲到亚拿。
What's this all about?
这些到底是怎么一回事啊
？That's no meaning for me today.
对我来讲好像没有什么意义。
Reminds me of an older man coming to me one day.
让我想起有一次有一位长者来到我面前。
And he said, I'm a young Christian. Can you help me to grow?
他说我还是一个作为基督徒我还比较年幼，你能不能帮助我成长
？And I said, sure, I'd be glad to help you.
我说好啊，我真的愿意帮你。
And I said, do you have a Bible at home?
我说你家里有没有一本圣经啊
？He said.No, but I have a New Testament.
他说没有，但我有一本新约。
I said that's wonderful.
我说很好。
I said I want you to start reading it.
我希望你开始来读圣经。
I said have you ever read it before?
我说你以前有没有读过
？He says I've never read anything.
他说我从来没有读过。
So I said I want you to start not from the beginning, but with the Gospel of John.
我当时就建议他不是从开头读，而是从约翰福音开始。
Start with the third chapter.
从约翰福音的第三章开始。
You know the story of Nicodemus.
你们知道这个有关尼哥底母的那一段。
You must be born again.
你必须要重生。
I thought this was a good place for him to start.
我觉得我当时以为这是一个很好，对他来讲是一个很好的起点。
I said, when you have read this, come back to me next week.
我说你读完之后，你读了这段以后，下星期再来找我。
So he came back to me the next week.
所以过了一个星期后，他又来到我这里。
And I said to him, did you do what I told you?
我说你有没有照我的吩咐去做
？He said no.
他说没有。
I was not really surprised.
我也不是很惊讶。
Because a lot of people make promises.
因为很多人就这样子应许。
How many times have you said to a person, "I will pray for you," but you forgot about it?
有多少次你跟别人说我要为你祷告，但事后又忘记了的
？Never say to a person, "I will pray for you."
不要对一个人说我要为你祷告。
Unless you write it down right then and there.
除非你真正把它记下来、写下来。
Or you stop, or you start praying right with him when he's there.
或者你在当下，在那一刻，你就为他来祷告。
Because the chances are you will forget.
因为你事后忘记的可能性非常大。
So this man said, "No, I did not read what you told me."
所以这个人就说我没有按照你的吩咐去做。
I said, "Did you read anything?"
我说那你有没有读任何事情
？He said, "Oh yes."
他说哦是的，我是有读。
I said, "What did you read?"
我说你读了什么
？He said, "I started with the Gospel of Matthew."
他说我是从马太福音开始读的。
And when I heard that, I said, "Oh no."
我当时听了以后就觉得说哎呀不好了。
You know the first chapter of Matthew?
你们知道马太福音的第一章吗
?It's like a telephone directory.
啊像是一个电话簿一样。
All just names, 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 names.
全是满篇都是名字。
And I said, I thought this would be very discouraging to anyone to read the Bible just seeing these names.
啊我想可能对一个人一开始就这样读圣经对他一定是个打击。
Just like you saw these names, you said, what does this mean?
就像你们初初看到这些名字的时候也会在那里纳闷这到底是什么意思。
And so I asked this man, I said, well, what did you think?
啊，我就问他你觉得怎样呢
?He says, this is wonderful.
他说这个实在是太棒了。
He said, it shows to me that God loves people.
这个因为这一段让我看到说神真正的是爱人呐。
He says, I wish my name was also written in that first chapter.
他说我真的希望我的名字也在那个第一章里面。
Is your name written in the Bible?
你的名字在圣经里面吗
No, it's not.
No, 没有。
But there are other names written here.
但是上面有其他的一些名字。
So let's look at this verse. It says, after Ehud came Shamgar.
所以我们再来看以户之后有三家。
Now Ehud, they talk about him in the first part of the chapter. He was also a judge.
当然以户是第三章前面一段讲到的，他也是一位士师。
And Shamgar came after him.
而三家是他之后的。
And Shamgar, his father's name was Anath.
而三家的父亲的名字是亚拿。
So now you got the three names straight.
所以你现在明白这三个名字了。
And so this all talks about Shamgar.
那这一段呢，就是主要是讲三家的。
It says, and Shamgar struck down 600 Philistines with an ox goad.
说他用赶牛的棍子打死600非利士人。
And he saved Israel.
而他救了以色列。
What a strange verse.
多么奇怪的一句经文啊。
Israel was in trouble.
当时的以色列是在困境当中。
They had enemies coming in.
敌人已经入侵。
They had robbed them of their harvest.
他们的收获也被敌人掠夺了。
They had persecuted them.
这些敌人一直在那边逼迫他们。
And here is Shamgar.
而这里出了一位三家。
All he has is an ox cart.
他有的只是一个赶牛的棍子。
No, just a cart.
哦，只是一个车。
Yeah.
赶牛的车。
And so what he would do is he would go to the harvest field and pile it up with harvest and take it back.
他去呢，就是到田间这些收获的庄稼，把它给运回来。
And here he is one day riding this ox cart.
那有一天他在赶这个牛车的时候
，It's empty.
是空的
，Because they have already robbed him of the harvest.
因为这些收获都被敌人给掠夺走了。
And I can imagine Shamgar praying.
我可以想象到这个三家当时在那里祷告。
He said, Lord.Here I have an empty cart.
他说：“主啊，你看我现在的牛车都是空的。
My harvest is gone.
我的收获都消失了。
We have an enemy in this place.
我们这里有敌人入侵了。
How am I going to feed my family?
我怎么样喂养我的一家老小
？What can I do?
我能做什么呢
？Lord, we are in a mess as a people.
主啊，作为一个群体，我们实在是太糟糕了。
And I hear God saying to him, Yes, Shamgar, you have troubles.
那听见就可以想象神回应说是的三家你处境确实不妙。
And Shamgar says to God, God, why don't you send us somebody to help us?
然后三家就说主啊你为什么不来差派一些人来帮助我们
And God says, Shamgar, I'm sending you to save Israel.
然后神就说三家啊我是差派你去拯救以色列。
And Shamgar says, who?
三家说谁呀、
You.
你。
What? Shamgar says, what do I have?
三家就说我有什么呢
I haven't even graduated from middle school.
我连中学都没有毕业。
I have nothing. I'm a poor man.
我是个穷人，我一无所有。
I have no influence.
我对周围人也没有影响。
God says, "What do you have in your hand?"
神说，你手上拿着什么
？He has an ox goad.
他有一个赶牛的棍子。
What's an ox goad?
什么是赶牛的棍子
？This is long, maybe a bamboo pole or something, and has a string on it.
对，很，这是一个很长的，可能像是很长的个竹竿。顶头 是尖的
，and on the bottom there's a nail.
然后顶头就是有一个钉子，对。
And the driver would take that to hit the oxen in front of him to go a little bit faster when he's too slow.
那赶牛的人呢，就用这根杆子呢去来驱赶这个牛，特别是当牛走得很慢的时候。
And he says to Shamgar, "What you got?"
然后神就对商家说：“你手上拿着什么
？”I have an ox goad.
他说：“我有一个赶牛的棍子。
That's all I have.
我只有这一个。
I don't have a gun.
我没有把枪。
I don't have hand grenades.
我也没有手榴弹。
I just have this.
我只有这一个。
God said, use it.
神说，就用这个。
Now the Bible tells us.
那圣经你告诉我们。
He struck down 600 Philistines with an ox goad.
他用这赶牛的棍子打死六百。非利士人
How do you kill 600 people with an ox goad?
怎么样用一个赶牛的棍子打死六百人
How do you do it?
你怎么做呢
One at a time.
一次一个
Now I don't know how he counted it.
啊，我不知道他怎么数算的
He did not have an iPhone where he could tap in how many he had killed.
他大概没有一个手机可以不断的记录他杀了多少人。
Maybe his wife was sitting in the back seat, and she had a little notebook, and she was checking.
啊，也许他的妻子在后面帮他算账。
But he said, "Well, how do you know it was 600?"
那你怎么知道是六百人
？Because the Bible says so.
因为圣经里这样记的。
And if the Bible says he killed 600, then he killed 600.
如果圣经里说他打死了六百人，他就是打死了六百人。
So this ox cart driver.
那所以这个赶牛的人。
Who has nothing but an ox goad?
只有手上只有一个赶牛的棍子。
He kills 600 enemies.
他杀死了六百个敌人。
And then the last part of that verse says, "He too saved Israel."
而这经文最后一部分说，他也救了以色列人。
This man who had nothing.
这个人本来是什么都没有。
God chose him to do something extraordinary.
但是神拣选他做了一件很了不起的事。
Now I can imagine when God first called Shamgar, he said, "Lord, choose somebody else."
我也可以想象当神第一次呼召他的时候，他可能回答说，主啊，请你拣选别人。
I am not qualified.
我根本不够格。
Maybe I'm too old.
也许我太老了。
I can't think straight.
啊，我思路也不清晰。
My shoulder hurts.
啊，我的肩膀疼痛。
All sorts of excuses.
各种各样的借口。
Now let me ask you this question.
那我现在来问你们。
Haven't we been guilty of using the same kind of excuses when God spoke to us about something?
当神对我们说话的时候，我们是不是也有各种借口呢？
Lord, I have not the gift.
主啊，我没有足够的恩赐。
I cannot speak in public.
我不能在众人面前说话。
I cannot even speak to one person about Jesus.
我甚至不能对一个人来讲耶稣。
I don't know enough.
我没有足够的知识。
Lord, why don't you pick somebody else?
主啊，你叫别人吧。
God says, "No, I want you."
但神说不，我就要你。
And you wonder, why doesn't God pick somebody who has an ability to do great things for God?
你有时候在想，为什么神不选那些有很大才能的人，让他们来为主来服侍主？
You know, if George Stott,
你知道，当这个如果这个曹雅芝，我们刚才讲到这个一条腿的宣教士
if he had argued with God in the same way, he would never have gone to Wenzhou.
如果他跟神有这样的讨价还价的话，他大概永远不会去到温州。
God would have had to use somebody else.
神真的就只好用别人了。
But God wanted him.
但是神是要用他的。
And when God's call comes to us,
所以当神的呼召来到我们。
Regardless what it is,
不管是什么样的呼召，
our first response should never be to argue with God.
我们的第一个回应不应该是跟神来争论。
We're living in a retirement center.
我们现在住在一个老人中心，退休中心。
All the people around us are very old.
我们周围的人都是年纪很大的。
I'm at 87, one of the younger ones.
我87岁还是属于年轻的一个。
Not long ago, we buried somebody who was 106 years old.
不久前我们刚刚埋葬了一位106岁去世的人。
So I still have 20 years to go.
所以我还有20年。
But I remember one of the people that just recently died.
我就记得有一位新近过世的人。
Was an elderly lady.
是一位老太太。
And I'd known her for quite a few years.
我认识她有好些年了。
And she would call me every week.
她每个星期都会给我打电话。
She said, I know you're a missionary.
她说我知道你是个宣教士。
Do you have a special prayer request for me?
你有没有一个特别的代祷事项？
I want to pray for you.
我要来为你祷告。
And she did that week after week.
那他就是每个星期都会做这件事。
She had a lot of physical problems.
他身体上有很多的不方便。
But she said, I can do something.
但他说我可以做一些事情。
I can pray for missionaries.
我可以为宣教士们来祷告。
See, God had laid that burden on her heart, and she said, that's all I have, but I can use it.
神把这样的负担给了他，他说我只有这些，但是我可以拿来用。
My wife received a birthday card on her last birthday.
我太太在她上一个生日的时候，从她那儿收到一个生日卡。
It was a very simple birthday card.
一个非常简单的生日卡。
Not one that you buy at Walmart or some other store.
可能不是你在这个超级市场能够买的那种。
It was a homemade birthday card.
而是她自己手制的，自己做的。
She had taken a piece of paper and she had folded it in just various ways.
她就拿了一张纸，把它折叠起来。
And she had drawn some flowers on it and a birthday greeting.
然后上面画了一些花，然后写了这个生日祝词。
She didn't even have an envelope, but she had taken another piece of paper and folded it together and stuck that note in it.
她甚至没有一个信封，她就另外找了一张纸，把它折叠起来，把那生日卡放在中间。
Now that card means more than the most expensive card you can buy in a store.
那这个对我们来说，这样的一张生日卡比我们在商店里能买到的最昂贵的卡都可贵。
And even though this woman is 80 or 90 years old, she still writes these cards and sends them out to her friends.
这个老太太虽然她已经80-90岁了，但她还坚持为给她的朋友们写这样的生日卡。
I could give you many illustrations of some of these older people that you say they are finished with life.
我可以给你举很多这样的例子，这些年长的人，在外人看来好像说他们的生命已经没有什么用处了。
But God is using them.
但是神在用他们。
Because they say that is our ox goad.
因为他们说，对于我们来说，这是我们赶牛的棍子。
I have a question for you today.
今天我要问你们一个问题。
What is your ox goad?
你赶牛的棍子是什么？
Have you ever thought about that?
你有没有想过这个问题呢？
What is your ox goad that God has given to you?
神给了你的这个赶牛的棍子是什么呢？
I'm not talking about your education.
我不是讲到你们的教育。
I'm not talking about how much money you have available in your bank accounts.
我也不是说你银行里有多少钱。
I'm talking about what is that special gift God has given to you.
我是问神给了你一样什么特别的东西。
That is still just lying there on the floor and you're not using it.
但是你把它搁置在边上一直都没有用。
You know, when God created us,
你知道当神创造我们每一个人的时候
He created us for a purpose.
他是有一个目的的
Do you believe that?
你相信吗
Do you really believe that you're in this world because God had a purpose for your life?
你真的相信你在这个世界上是因为神有一个目的给你的
and have you discovered what that purpose is?
你有没有发现这样一个目标呢
I think those are things that we need to wrestle with in our own hearts.
我想这是我们心中需要去挣扎去思想的。
Because God wants us to use that ox goad he has given to us in order to bring salvation to others.
因为神就要想使用我们手上这赶牛的棍子以至于他能够施行拯救。
In order to fulfill God's purpose, you don't have to become a missionary.
为了达成这样的一个神的这个目的，你不一定说一定要成为一个宣教士。
You don't have to go overseas.
你也不一定要去海外。
You don't have to learn another language.
你也不一定要去学另外一个语言。
You don't have to give up all of your friends.
你也不用放弃你所有的朋友。
But what it might mean is you might have to go across the street to your neighbor and share Christ with him.
但是你可能是要走到街对头。去向你的邻居来传福音。
It might have to, you might have to have the courage to talk to one of your fellow workers in your office and share what God has done for you.
也许你要鼓起勇气，在办公室里对你的一个同事来讲神在你生命中的所作所为。
See, all of us are different.
你看，我们每个人都不一样的。
And God has placed all of us in very special places.
神把我们都放在每一个不同的特别的地方。
And those places are where we are the only light.
那在那些地方，我们可能就是那唯一的光。
God wants us to shine that light.
神要我们这个光能够放射出来。
And yet so many times we come up with excuses.
但是很多时候我们却用了一些借口。
We are too busy.
我们太忙了。
We've got too many other things that we need to do.
我们有很多其他的事情要做。
And that ox goad lies on the floor.
而那赶牛的棍子就放在地上。
God says, pick it up.
神说把它拿起来。
Use it.
用它。
And if there's anything that you get out of this scripture verse,
那如果在这一句经文你能够学到什么任何东西的话，
I want you to think that God uses ox cart drivers.To save a people.
我想让你记得神用一个赶牛的人来去拯救人。
That God used a one-legged missionary to come all the way from Scotland to Windsor to preach the gospel and people becoming Christians.
神曾经用了这样一位从苏格兰的一个一条腿的宣教士来到温州，让很多人能够信主得救。
See, God's ways are above our ways.
然后神他的道路永远是高过我们的道路。
Never come to that conclusion saying, "Well, I'm retired, I'm finished, I'm old, I can't do anything anymore."
从来不要有这样的想法说，比如说我太老了，我已经退休了，我不能做任何事了。
As long as you can hold on to an ox goad, you've got a job to do.
只要你能够拿起一个赶牛的棍子，你还有一个工作。
So I want you to go home.
所以我希望你们回家。
And I want you to think about this.
我要你去好好想一想。
Husbands, you think about what your ox goad is.
丈夫们，你们想想看，你们的赶牛的棍子是什么。
And when you've discovered what that ox goad is, do you go tell your wife?
那你当你发现这个你自己赶牛的棍子的时候，你跟你的妻子说。
And wives, you do the same thing.
那么妻子们，你们也做同样的事情。
I want you to think about ox goads when you leave the service today.
我希望你离开这个崇拜的时候，你心里还记得这牛赶牛的棍子。
Because this congregation has tremendous potential in the kingdom of God.
因为我们这个会众在神的国度里面有着无穷的潜力。
And I trust that each one of you will find that.
而我相信你们中间每一个人都会找到这赶牛的棍子。
And I'll keep praying for you in that regard.
那我也会继续的为你们来祷告。
So I'll pray right now.
那我现在就祷告。
Lord, thank you for this congregation.
主啊，为这一个会众，我献上感恩。
I thank you here are men and women who love you with all of their hearts.
我为这些全心全意爱你的弟兄姐妹献上感谢。
And, They have been true to you.
他一直忠心于你。
And now, Lord, they are faced with a challenge.
主啊，他们现在都面对着各样的困难。
Enable them to see not the problem or the crisis of the challenge, but rather the opportunity that it has.
求你帮助他们看见的不只是困难和挑战，而是机会。
And Lord, I pray that you will use the Cupertino CCIC congregation to accomplish far more than they've ever accomplished for you.
主啊，我求你帮助 CCIC Cupertino 这个教会能够做他们从前都没有做到的事。
And grant, Lord, that each man and each woman might discover what that ox goad is that you have placed in their hands.
而且帮助这所有的男，这你所有的男人、女人都发现他们手中那赶牛的棍子是什么。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祈祷祈求。